I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Thursday, which means it's Quiz of Your Life Day. All the questions are loosely based around the life of our guest, very loosely, but we've made them so you can play along at home too. Today's guest is OJ Borg from Radio 2. There are 15 points to play for. Are you ready, OJ?
I'm worried because I don't even know what I did this morning. I can't remember what I did this morning, let alone what's happened in my life.
Okay, let's wish for the best. Question number one on the Quiz of Your Life today. You always wanted to own an ice cream van. So question number one is, what nuts are sprinkled on top of a classico cornetto?
A classico cornetto would be, oh, they're ground up. The ground up nuts. I would say, I'd like to point out, I only wanted to own the ice cream van on the weekend. In the week, I wanted to be famous.
Okay.
I'm going to say hazelnuts.
Correct. They are hazelnuts. God, I love a classico cornetto. Question number two. People say you look like Ian Lee, but Ian Lee on steroids, OJ. But in which year did Ian finish third in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Do you know, I've used that term quite a bit, the Ian Lee on steroids thing. It was after I launched a TV show. We don't talk about it much. Nuts TV. And I remember one reviewer saying, who is that guy who looks like Ian Lee on steroids who won't stop shouting? And I was like, pretty apt. Pretty accurate.
Yeah,
It was 3 years ago. So I'm going to say it was 2000 and either 18 or 17. 17.
Correct. The answer is 2017. Your dad owned a pub. So question number three is, which brand claims to be the number one classic ale in the UK?
Ooh, okay. Good question. He owned the pub a little bit early for me. I was only 14, so I couldn't really make the use of the fact my dad had this big pub.
I was 27 when my mum ran a pub, so I went in.
My dad did everything like a couple of years too early. Couple of years too early for me. He then ran a bar in Leicester for a bit, and then I was too young to go to that as well.
Oh, well, did he have anything when you turned 18?
Yeah, he moved to Malta. I couldn't see him because he was in another country.
Great.
I'm going to say the classic ale. Are we talking for a brand here, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Is
brand claims to be the number one classic ale in the UK.
Worthington's.
Incorrect. I'm afraid the correct answer is John Smith's.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
Question number four. You were born in Leicester and so was Gary Lineker. But Gary left Leicester City in 1985 to join which football club?
Right. Did he go to Tottenham or did he go to Everton? He left Leicester. Every time a helicopter went over the flats we lived in, we always thought it was Gary Lineker coming back to Filbert Street. Every time a helicopter went over the topped.
It probably was.
Whether it was or not. Yeah, it might have been. I think he went to Tottenham or Everton. He went to Everton.
Correct. I'm so pleased you got that one right. Correct answer is Everton. Your favourite book, OJ, is Guards, Guards by Terry Pratchett. So question number five is, Guards, Guards is the eighth novel in Terry Pratchett's Discworld series. But what is the first novel in that series?
Okay, now it's one or two. I have recently, during lockdown, decided to reread all of Terry Pratchett's books because he's one of the best authors we've ever created in this country. His books are amazing. They're full of hope and light and laughs and everything. And I started rereading it. And it's one of two. It's either The Colour of Magic or The Light Fantastic. And I can't remember which way round it is. I'm going to go with...
What are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards The Colour of Magic.
Shall we stay there? Final answer?
Don't do this to me, Tarrant. Yes, let's stay there.
Correct. The answer is The Colour of Magic. Question number six. Your BBC Radio 2 show starts at midnight, but what time does Ken Bruce's show start on the same station?
Now, you see, this is another, a little bit like the music round. If I get this wrong, it's a sackable offence. The Pop Master General, DJ Kenneth Bizzle, he starts his show at 9:30 in the morning.
Correct. Ken Bruce's show starts at 9:30 a.m. on Radio 2. You keep your job.
Hurrah.
Question number seven. If one album were the soundtrack to your life, it would be Talking Heads' incredible live album, Stop Making Sense. So for question number seven, on that album, they cover Take Me to the River. But who released the original version of Take Me to the River?
Take Me to the River. I don't think I've got any idea. So I'm going to throw a guess out there and say Fleetwood Mac.
The correct answer is Al Green.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Never would have known.
We're going to stick with music. Question number eight is, which song by Bing Crosby, released in 1942, is the best-selling single of all time?
Okay. Now, I'm pretty sure I know this, but it's only his second best Christmas song. His best Christmas song for me is the one he did with David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy, where David Bowie wanders in. They do that whole skit on, I've just moved next door. Bing's like, oh, you know, I sing a little bit. And they stand around the piano in a pair of really terrible jumpers with David Bowie, I'm pretty sure, looking like he doesn't totally know where he's at or what he's doing.
But I think it's so iconic, though. It's so brilliant.
Oh, it's so iconic.
It's so great, though. It's like, well, how the hell did this happen?
Do you know, that song, that Bing Crosby and David Bowie, is a testament to the power of drugs.
Yes, I think so.
The biggest selling single has to be White Christmas. No, it's White Christmas.
Correct. The answer is White Christmas. The film White Christmas, released in 1954. Bing first performed the song in a 1942 film, Holiday Inn, from which it was released as a single. So he just kept on releasing that song. Question number nine. You've covered numerous UFC events. That stands for Ultimate Fighting Championships. So for question number nine, how fast was the fastest knockout in UFC history?
Okay, it's quick. It's really quick. He runs across. If I remember who it is, I don't think it was Conor McGregor. I think there was one that was quicker than that, because Conor McGregor knocked out the Brazilian guy in 11 seconds. I'm pretty sure it's quicker than that. I'm going to go 9 seconds, but I don't know who it is.
Oh, so close. The correct answer was 5 seconds. The person that threw that hit was George Masvidal.
He knocked out Ben Askren. That was the fight. It was a monster of a fight.
Oh my gosh. Your final three questions have multiple correct answers, OJ Borg. Question number 10, you have presented the National Lottery. So for one point, can you name any of the four current lotto machines?
Well, if they've not changed, there was always Guinevere. There was Lancelot. There was Merlin, because they all had Arthurian names, and King Arthur.
Wow, you just named all four. Well
Thank
done.
You. Can I have but, four points, please?
I actually think you can't. I'm afraid you can only have 1 point, but now people know that you know what you're talking about when it comes to your lotto machines. The correct answers were Arthur, Guinevere, Lancelot, and Merlin. Question number 11. For 2 points, you say your favourite holiday was to Barbados, but can you name two colours on the Barbados flag?
Yes, I think I can. The only reason I'm hesitating slightly is I did a podcast with Trevor Nelson recently, and I talked about a different flag, which was Sierra Leone and yellow and backgrounds, and I'm confusing myself slightly, but it is blue and yellow on the Barbadian flag.
It absolutely is blue and yellow, and also black. The trident in the middle of the century strip is black. But we were looking for 2 points, which you absolutely get. OJ, you say your favourite ever Christmas present was a Transformers Sky Electric.
Broke it on Boxing Day.
You broke it on Boxing Day. So your final question is, for 3 points, can you name three of the sequel titles to the 2007 remake of Transformers? We're not accepting the 2018 film Bumblebee, by the way, because that's a spin-off and not a direct sequel.
Oh, okay. They were just noise and shouting, weren't they, those films? And the first ever film I ever owned on VHS was Arrival from Cybertron, which was a cartoony version of the Transformers. Dark Side of the Moon?
I'm going to give it to you. It's actually Dark of the Moon, 2011. I'll give you the point.
I'm going to go with Arrival from Cybertron, just because I can't think of another one. And Space Jazz.
As you clearly know, they're both incorrect. Yep. You could have had Revenge of the Fallen, 2009,
yeah.
Age of Extinction, 2014, and The Last Knight, 2017. Love those names. Mean nothing. They literally just name them. Just like, yeah, just call it The Last Knight.
Yeah.
Your score at the end of the quiz of your life, OJ Borg. How well do you know your life? You know it quite well. 10 points.
Oh, I can still be me.
Yeah. We'll talk you through your points after this quick break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
10 points. Pretty good. Pretty good. And I feel like when we're talking about something that you do know, you really enjoy it. Then you're like, just give me a minute. Let me just get into this.
Are you suggesting that I started to pontificate on some of the points here? Let me tell you about the time I played darts.
Your favourite holiday was in Barbados. What was happening in Barbados? When did you go? Was it a teen holiday? No.
We went as a very belated honeymoon and we took our, two or three at the time with us? And I had a load of air miles that I needed to use up. So we basically booked it, managed to find this place, which was ace, and it had a kids club. And no one else had their kids with them. So we managed to put our, at the time, 2 or 3 year old into the kids club. And she was like, can we queue up in the morning? So by like 9:30, we were sort of free to swim up to the swim up bar and go for it on mango daiquiris. It was a lovely holiday. And Barbados is just a wonderful, wonderful place with wonderful, wonderful people. It's so laid back. It's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, OJ, for playing Quiz of Your Life.
Yay, go me.
Go you. And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. We do Quiz of Your Life every Thursday. So if you enjoyed it, go and find old ones by scrolling back through our feed. If you're up to date, then we do a music quiz on a Tuesday and a sports quiz on Wednesdays. So try those out for now.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.